الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، أحياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء المتجدد من لقاءات الأجر والآجرية العربية المبتدئين. Dear brothers and sisters, hayyakumullah to this new session of the Arab Review, the Arabic for Beginners. Now, قلنا في اللقاء الماضي تكلمنا على علامات الخفض. We spoke about the signs of خفض. Now, we said that خفض is one of the types of divisions of the Arab. It's one of the divisions of the Arab. And we said that the Arab means the change that occurs to the last letter of the word due to the factor that precedes this word. And this change can be found apparent, seen, and can be hidden or estimated. And it is estimated whenever the word is ended with one of حروف العلة, which are Alif, Waw, or Ya. Alif, the right of Musa, Salma, Layla, and the like. Or it is ended with and also Yas'a and the verse. Those are the nouns ended with one of حروف العلة, which is Alif. Also, the verbs can be found ended up with حروف العلة, like in the Alif, يسعى, يرضى, يشقى. Or the word might be ended with Waw. Like ينمو, يسمو, يزهو, or might end with ya, like of يرمي, يجري, and the like. These types of words, the sign of إعراب is only estimated. And the إعراب itself can be of حروف أو حركات. As we say, and it is divided into four categories: رفع, النصب, الخفض, الجزم. And we said that the أسماء can only have Rav, Nas, and Chaf. And never the jism can be used with Asma. While the Af'al can only have the Raf, Nasb, and Jazm, and never the Khab can be found there. And then we spoke about the signs of Rav, and we said that the Rav has four signs. Dhamma, which is the original sign, and then we have three other alternatives of the Dhamma, which are the Waw, Alif, and Noon. And also we said that the Dhamma can be found as a sign for Rav in four places. Ismul Mufrad, like Muhammadun, Aisha, Bayt, Ar-Rajul, Al-Jam' al-Taksir. Jam' al-Taksir is the plural that is not, that is neither a Jam' Mudakkar Salim, which is distinguished with Waw and Noon at the end of it, or Ya and Noon at the end of it. Waw and Noon like Al-Muslimun. Ya and Noon like Al-Muslimin. This is called Jam' Mudakkar Salim. So it is not Jam' Taksir, which we have here. Nor that it is Jam' Mu'annad Salim, which is distinguished with Alif and Ta at the end of it. The like of Al-Mu'minat. So Al-Mu'minat is not Jam' Taksir, because it has Alif and Ta at the end. Any other Jam' which is not Mu'annad Salim, not Mudakkar Salim, is considered to be Jam' Taksir. And Jam' Taksir is the Jam' that differs from the singular. It is the plural that differs from the singular. When adding a letter to the word or taking it away from the word, or maybe only a change on the harakat of all the letters of the word. Adding to the word, adding letters to the word, like Rajul, Rijal, we added Alif between the Jim and Lam. Rajul, three letters, Ra, Jim, and Lam. When we make it plural, we say Rijal, Ra, Jim, Alif, and Lam. Removing letters from the word, from the singular, which can make it plural, like Kitab, Kitab, singular. You remove the Alif between the Ta and Ba, and becomes plural. Kutub, Kutub. Or it can be only a change of the harakat of the whole word, letters of the word, such as Asad and Ost. Asad and Ost. So we have Asad, it's a singular. Ust, this is plural. We see there is no any letter added, nor that there is any letter removed. But there is a change on the harakat of the whole letters of the word. Sa, Asad, singular. Plural, Usd. So the fatha over the alif and fatha over the sin are changed in the plural. This is called Jam'u Taksir. So from the places where you can find the Dhamma as a sign for Rab is the Jam'u Taksir. And Jam'u Al-Mu'annad Al-Salim, which is known by Arif as Ta'da'in of the Mufrad. Muslima, Muslimat. Mu'mina, Mu'minat. Taliba, Talibat. Mu'allima, Mu'allimat. So we have Arif and Ta'da'in of the world. This makes it Jam'u Al-Mu'annad Al-Salim. In this case, where it is in the rabi' position, we find the sign for rabi'. We find the dhamma as the sign for rabi'. And al-fi'l al-mudari' الذي لم يتصل بآخر شيء. الفعل المضارع that is not connected to anything at the end of it. Anything. We mean by that Alif al-Zayn, Al-Waw al-Jama'a, or Ya al-Mukhataba. Alif al-Zayn like Ya'kulani, Ta'kulani. These two, Ya'kulani, Ta'kulani. Waw al-Jama'a like Ya'kuluna, Ta'kuluna. So we added the Waw instead of the Alif. This waw called waw al-jama'a for plural. And then the singular feminine first party, ta'kulina, ta'kulina, second party, ta'kulina. And these five times, whenever this makes the i'rab of the word different. Makes it different. So it is not the dhamma, and we are talking about the dhamma. So it must, the verb must not be connected to any of these three letters. To the end of it, ya'kulani, ta'kulani, ya'kuluna, ta'kuluna, ta'kulina. Alif, ya'kulani, ta'kulani. Waw, ya'kuluna, ta'kuluna. Ya, ta'kulina. It must not be one of these. For that we can use the Dhamma as a sign of Arab. And if it is one of these five verbs, which are called the five verbs, then the sign for rab is different than the dhamma. So these are five. These are four places where we can find the dhamma as the sign for rab. Also, we can find the waw as a sign for rab' instead of dhamma. And that is in jam' al-mudakkar salim. And remember, jam' al-mudakkar salim is every word that is distinguished from the mufrad of it with extra waw and noon at the end of it. Waw and noon or ya'. Our noon like al-Muslimun. Hijaa al-Muslimuna. And Muslimuna here is not for it. And the sign for Rav is the wow. Why? Because it is jump mudakkar sa'adim. And also, you find the wow as a sign for Rav in al-asma al-khamsa, which are akhuka, abuka, hamuka, fuka, nu. Here in these five nouns, whenever they are in Rav, we see the wow. And this wow can be changed. Say, Kala Abuka. You see the wow. But if I change the verb and say, Sa'altu Abaka, the wow of Abuka is gone and now there is Aleph, Abaka. So, these are the two places where you find the wow is a sign for Rab instead of Bamma. And then we have the Aleph as an alternative for the Bamma in the Rab position. The Aleph. And that is only in the Musanna. That is only when the word is musanna, meaning referred back to two men, to women, to things, to places, two, dual. Say, Ja'a rajulani, rajulani here. Is marfu' the sign for Rab is the Aleph instead of Bamma. Why? Because it is Musanna. So these are the places where you can find the Rab and the signs. Signs for Rabbah. Rabbah and the signs for Rabbah. Now, and then we have, also no, we still have one, which is Niyabatul Dhamma. Niyabatul Noon al Dhamma. The Noon. And the Noon can be found as a sign for Rabbah. In Af'al Khamsa. Remember, just a while ago we spoke about Af'al Khamsa. It is whatever comes like this. Ya'kulani, Yashrabani, Yaqra'ani, Yajriyani, Yal'abani. These all are Muthanna. غائب and also we have مثنى مخاطب تأكلان تشربان تلعبان تقرآن تجريان and this word is found in position of نصب or خاف. Sorry, whenever you find it in Rabi' position, you see the Noon. Whenever in Nasb or Khab, sorry, no Khab, verbs no Khab. Whenever it is found in Nasb and Jad, you don't see the Noon. The Noon is to be done because it is Fi'al Mudara. Or it is min al af'al khamsa. It is one of al af'al al khamsa. So these are the places where you find the rafa. Then we have a nasb has five signs. Fatha, which is original. Alif, which is an alternative. Kasra, ya, and removal of the noor. All these are alternatives. Fatha can be found as a sign for nasb in three places. Al-Ism al-Mufrad. Right? جمع التكسير الفعل المضارع if it is preceded with ناصر are not connected to anything at the end of it, meaning it is not from الأفعال الخمسة. ألف can be found as a representative of the فتحة. And that is in al-asma al-khamsa. That is in al-asma al-khamsa. You say ra'aytu abaka. Abaka here. You see the alif instead of abuka. You see the alif abaka. Why? Because it is maf'ul bihi mansub. And the sign of the nasb is the alif instead of waw, because or instead of Alif instead of Fatha, because it is من الأسماء الخمسة. And then you have the alternative of Kasra, the Kasra which is an alternative for Fatha, representative of Fatha, and that is only to be found in جمع المؤنث السالم. See, you say, رَأَيْتُ الْبَنَاتِ. رَأَيْتُ الْبَنَاتِ. You don't say رَأَيْتُ الْبَنَاتَ. But you say رَأَيْتُ الْبَنَاتِ. Why? Because الْبَنَاتِ is جمع مؤنث سالم and it is in its position. You find then the kasra instead of fatha as a sign for nasr. Find the kasra as a sign for nasr instead of fatha. And then the removal of the noon as the last sign for nasr. And it is to be only found in Al-Af'al Al-Khamsa, which we say whatever comes in the same scale of Yaf'alani or Taf'alani. This is Muthanna. Yaf'aluna, Taf'aluna. This is in Jam, Taf'alina. These are five nouns, verbs called Al-Af'al Al-Khamsa. Then we spoke about Alamat Al-Khafd. And we said they are three Alamat. Al-Kasra, which is the original, Al-Ama, and then we have the Ya and Fatha. Kasra can be found as a sign for Khaf in three places. In Al-Ism Al-Mufrad, Al-Munsarif, which must not be non-Munsarif. And جمع التكسير المنصرف as well. And جمع المؤنث السالم. جمع المؤنث السالم. And then we have the ya as an alternative for the kasra. And that is to be found in three places. In three places. The muthanna, like سلمت على الرجلين. The رب the جمع جمع من جمع جمع المذكر السالم. You say سلمت على المسلمين. Now, and then I will give example for them. And then Asma al-Khamsa, like Abu Kahuk, Hamu Kafur, Zu. He said, Salamtu ala Abita, wa tahaddathtu ma'a akhika, wa jalastu inda hamika, and the like. And today, and then we spoke about the fatha as an alternative of khaf, as an alternative of kasra, sorry, in the khaf position. And we said that this is only in one place where it is mamnu'un min as-sarf, ismi alladhi la yansarif. And we spoke about the reasons of mamnu'un min as-sarf yesterday. Spoke about that. Right. And today we speak about the last, the fourth and last position of I'rab, which is al-jazm. And al-jazm has two signs only. One is the sukun, which is the original, and the other is an alternative, which is the removal of the noon. Sukun can be found only in the fi'l mudara, which is preceded with adatu jazm, and it is from al-af'al, and it is fi'l mu'tal. Sorry, it is not mu'tal, sahih. You say, يأكل محمد الطعام. It's يأكل is فعل مضارع. And it is not preceded with nothing. No any preposition is there. So it is مرفوع. Now you say, say, for example, لم يأكل محمد الطعام. لم يأكل. Where's the Dhamma? We just said يأكل محمد الطعام. Now where's the Dhamma? The Dhamma is gone because of لم, which is a preposition of جزم, preceded the verb. Now it causes it to be majzoom instead of marfoor. And the time for it to be majzoom is the sukoon that you see at the end of it. Now, and the second place for Hajj, for Jazm, for the sign of Jazm, is called the Hajj. And Hajj means the removal of the sign. That can be found in two places. In two places. One, which is the Fi'l Mudara, but when it is connected with Alif, name. وهو الجماعة في آل مخاطبة أفعال الخمسة أزيري ممبر يأكلان تأكلان يأكلون تأكلون تأكلين. If it is on the scale of one of these five verbs, and it is preceded with judges, then we can only remove the last letter of it whenever we see it in the judging position. We say, Yas'a. Yas'a. What we do in the judgment of this verb, we remove the alif maqsura from the end of it. Instead of ya, seen, ayn, alif maqsura, we say ya, seen, ayn, just that. Where's the alif maqsura? It's gone because the existence of lam, the preposition of judgment. That is the first place, which is فعل مضارع معتل الآخر, meaning ended up with حرف العلة. And then we have الأفعال الخمسة, which is يأكلان تأكلان يأكلون تأكلون تأكلون. You say يأكلان الولدان يأكلان الطعام. That is مفعول. You see the noon, يأكلان. But when it is مجلوم preceded with جزم, الأولى الولدان الولدان لم يأكلا. الولدان لم يأكلا الطعام. So where is the noon? It is done because of the preposition of jazm, which is lam. As Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَى عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فإن لم تفعلوا. Originally it is تفعلون, but the noon is gone because of the preposition of جزم that precedes the verb here. فإن لم لم تفعلوا ولم تفعلوا. أي. So this is the جزم and the signs of جزم. And by that, we have completed the whole session of the signs for Arab. And from tomorrow, inshallah, we're going to speak about the Mu'arabat in the Arab, which can be Mu'arab with the Haraka, like Fatha, Dhamma, Fatha, Katra, or Sukun, which can be found Mu'arab with non-Haraka. Nan haraka, which means the letters like yad'u and the like. So this is what we are going to see tomorrow, and just repeating as a conclusion all the previous rules of this week and last week of last week, so you guys get familiar with it when it is repeated time after another. And now, if you have any question, you can raise your hand, and then any question related to the subject and the topic. Otherwise, we end our decision. Willing to see you, inshallah, tomorrow with another session of the Ajr Rumiya Arabic for beginners. Now we have two questions, one from Sama Al Basira and another from Abu Zubair. Admin, please permit them to post their questions. Now, سماء البصيرة. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. I did not hear clearly what was the second place that and second place for the removal of the noon. Removal of the noon. جيد. We said the noon sign of رفع الخمسة. يعني رفع الخمسة. Say يأكلون. تأكلون. يأكلون. تأكلون. أن تأكلين. أيوة فعل مضارع. That is connected to ألف الاثنين at the end of it. Like يأكلاني. تأكلاني. هما يأكلاني. أنتما تأكلاني. See, the noon is there. If we precede this verb with لم, for example, you say لم يأكلا. لم تأكلا. Where is the noon? It is gone due to the existence of لم preceding the verb. And the like with the جمع. Say يأكلون. تأكلون. When the لم comes or any other preposition of جر or نصب comes, then you see this نون gone. يأكلون. تأكلون. You say لم يأكلوا. لم تأكلوا. And also with the يا المخاطبة. يا المخاطبة. تأكلين. أنت تأكلين. So when it is preceded with any preposition of نصب or جزم, then the noon disappears. You say أنت تأكلين. Now you can see the noon. Why? Simply because, as you see, there is nothing preceded this word, the like of factor of nasb or factor of jazm. But whenever we use one of these factors, we say, "Anti lam ta'kuli," the noon is gone, or "Anti lam ta'kuli," the noon is gone, because of this factor of jazm that precedes this verb, which we call it al-af'al al-khamsa. Naam. Abu Zubair. Barakallahu fiki, ya ukhti Sama. Naam. Abu Zubair. Go ahead. Abu Zubair yaqul, ya shaykhana, are there other factors for jazm other than lam? Yes, there are a lot, but this is not the time for it to be presented. It's only an example of how to remove or to remove the haraka and put the sukun, or to remove the noon. Just that. Otherwise, we are going to speak about the whole 18 factors for jazm, according to Ibn Ajurum and according to other scholars. They are more than 18. But all this, we are going to see when Allah Ta'ala permits, and we speak about the factors of jazm in a separate class, and maybe more than one or two or three classes. Wallahu a'lam. Na'am. Wafika barakallah. Wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak. على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.